Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, maybe it's time to make video games great again. It's not going to happen until most of the video game companies go broke and fire all their DEI departments. Even when video games start getting good again, the male simps running those gaming companies will let the woke women back in and destroy them. It's a rinse and repeat cycle at this point. East Asian companies will eventually win because they focus on beautiful women in their games and won't let woke women wreck their studios. Moving on, Demoncrats want you to believe that they can clean up the environment when they can't even clean up the streets in their own cities. The global warming grift is simply about increasing taxes to pay off the Democrat politicians, while they impoverish people because poor homeless people vote for them. The end of the road is the destruction of the dollar and the loss of their power, but in the meantime they get to enjoy themselves off of other people's money. Number 3, if you want to know why women are obsessed with Luigi Mangione and you're a straight male, then this is him as a woman. Symmetrical face with good features. For women, looks supersede the crime that a guy does, and there are dozens of women screaming Free Luigi at his first court appearance. Whenever I see this face, I think to myself, is this the love child of Paul Stanley and Michael Jackson? Up next, who's in the wrong here? This woman let her ex access her credit cards and he blew through $30,000 and ran off with another woman. Now she's stuck broke trying to pay off the money. I hope that he had the good sense to leave a chocolate bun in her oven before he slipped out for milk. She's the one that's responsible. She chose the bad boy, now the consequences have come a-knocking. Either her or the bank for giving $30,000 worth of credit to a retard. Number 5, Ariana Grande is definitely not okay. What is happening to her? Is it a vegan diet or did she OD on Ozempic? Maybe it's anorexia, cancer, or AIDS. Whatever it is, that woman needs to be sat down at a buffet table until she puts more meat on her bones. I think she lost the weight because she hit 30 and hit the wall, and wants to look younger. Being thinner is all about Niani, don't you know? Moving on, they say that sugar is more addicting than cocaine, and here we have proof. Forget about the cocaine bear, this bear falls through a skylight into a party, and proceeds to eat all the cupcakes. But just look at his face, he didn't do nothing wrong. The better question to ask is who would win in a fight, the cupcake bear or the cocaine bear? Number 7, Apollo says that there are no ways to differentiate between healthy masculinity and toxic masculinity, and that differentiating between them is like healthy cancer and bad cancer. Well, if this is true, then why is it that 64% of men in prison had no fathers in their lives, and most of them were raised by single unwed mothers? This is just projection. The problem is not toxic masculinity, but instead a complete lack of it. And women are deflecting the problems they create on men. Up next is Julie Bindel, and she explains why she hates men. If that's the case, then why is she trying to look like a man? Maybe this is what happens to women when they have penis envy or something. If a man had said this about women, he would have been labeled a terrorist. What this headline question really should have been is, why do men without penises hate men with them? I've never met a femcel before, but this is the closest I've ever come to seeing one. Number 9, this is why most of the human species will go extinct. Because of women's crazy high standards like this influencer. She contacted 5,000 single men after posting a boyfriend application and rejected all of the men that filled it out. Maybe she was doing this for the attention and engagement farming and not for engagement ring shopping. She will hit the wall soon and make a video crying about where have all the good men gone. Moving on, hey fellas, do you find this attractive? It makes me wonder how much she used to weigh. Either that or stretched out after pregnancy. Marks like that happen from losing weight rapidly. Too rapidly for Ozempic to do its work, it seems. Women try to sell this as attractive if this woman gave birth to your kids. These stretch marks are ugly, but probably not as ugly as an extra 100 pounds on this frame. This could have been prevented by applying cocoa butter during pregnancy. looks like a lazy woman to me. Number 11, unreleased Michael Jackson music is found in an abandoned storage unit in LA. But if it was actually any good, I'm pretty sure it would have been released a long time ago. Apparently, I heard unconfirmed reports that only Prince has good unreleased songs. If anyone knows for sure, I'd love to know if that's the case. As for the unreleased MJ songs, I think someone is about to try and scam fans with AI-generated songs. Up next, half the people in Britain would refuse a free trip to the moon because they fear there wouldn't be enough to see, or that it would just take too long, that there's no point in going. If 2-week-long trips to the moon and roaming the surface of the moon were available for $1 million, I'd pay that much to go. If you've ever traveled the world and run into British tourists, you'll realize they tend to complain about everything, instead of just enjoying the moments. Number 13, what would you do if you went out for a late night of drinking and woken up next to this in the morning? I'd cry and run. One of the reasons I don't drink is because one of the only 2 times I got drunk, I tried to kiss a masculine lesbian. That was also the only non-dude in the room. So I guess that was a good thing after all. But on the bright side, if you wake up to this, you would at least know that breakfast would be pretty good with Gorlok, the duvet destroyer here. This is one giant you don't want to wake up next to. Moving on, women are upset because someone says that Sydney Sweeney looks ugly in the first 2 photos. The bottom line is she's more attractive when she does cardio and has a fake tan. She looks like she's starting to get fat and women lose their minds if you say something like that. If you ran into her in public like this, you wouldn't even know it was her. She's pulling off some next-level Hollywood catfishing here. The guy criticizing her, predictably women call him an incel. Number 15, here's what happens when men and women compete in the workforce. Women become girl bosses and then plan on marrying rich and handsome men. The rich and handsome men, on the other hand, have different plans entirely. They plan on marrying young trad girls that don't have a penny in their names, working as fry cooks at McDonald's. The boss babes eventually get some cats and resign themselves to a slow death. Rich older women have the worst dating prospects. They want the best men and won't settle for less. Up next, T.I. says women are attracted to misogyny and only want men who already have a bunch of women. That's not misogyny. They just want other women to do the quality cooch control for them. Women don't care about being treated like poop if the man that they're with is desired by other women. This sums it up best. Treat a woman like a queen and she'll run all over you. Run her over and she'll treat you like a king. I just don't believe the rest about women looking for the good guys later on in life. Number 17, Jordan Peterson has moved to America now that Canada has become a totalitarian state. He probably got in with the aliens with extraordinary abilities and the arts visa. The 0-1B visa. I could apply for that as well, and I've known people with smaller followings on YouTube that received them. Am I the only one that wants to see him dressed up in a tacky American flag suit riding an eagle while carrying that boomstick? Moving on, Squid Games is under fire for a lack of authentic representation, after casting a man to play a trans woman. But aren't trans women genetically males? So the problem is that he's a man who actually doesn't think that he's a woman and just dresses up as one for a paycheck. But I thought that gender was also a social construct. So surely it doesn't matter, right? The leftoids always find something to be offended by. Number 19, Karen here is upset because her divorce is final and she got her first alimony check and she was excited about it, but her ex is now dying of stage 3 liver cancer, so she can kiss the alimony goodbye. It's not good news for either of them, it seems. He probably got cancer from the stress she put him under before and during the divorce. The money is probably all she ever saw in him to begin with. Man dying of cancer, woman most affected. You can't make it up. Up next is the savage truth. Men ended 1 billion people in wars throughout history, while women ended 1.3 billion people via abortion since 1980. I think maybe we found the cause for the current demographic collapse. But this is wrong because according to the stats, it's closer to 1.7 billion people. The wombs of Western women are more dangerous to human life than the most dangerous battlefields in the world. Number 21, I regret to inform you that this is now Paris, France. Doing what they're doing is like throwing a house party and then just letting in anyone off the street come in and have fun. The sad part about all of this is that the French and many in the West have embraced their own self-destruction. The left in the West is a suicide culture and wants to virtue signal while destroying itself. Somehow I imagine Paris a lot differently. The EU calls this cultural enrichment. Moving on, mean Anna Victoria, the world's first lawyer with Down syndrome. I can just see the point in the future where someone wonders how he got the death sentence for a simple parking ticket. He's going to wonder if his lawyer is retarded or something. Also, why is it that when I see this face, I can't help but think to myself, if you can afford an attorney, one will be appointed to you. This has to be one of the most DEI things I've ever seen. In 5 years, they'll probably make her a judge. Number 23, 3/4 of women between the ages of 18 and 40 want to be approached by more men. While women 41 and older, only 45% want to be approached. The study forgot to mention that they all only want to be approached by chads or simps that they can easily put in the friend zone. This shows me that women are desperate for more attention, and that the more men go their own way and ghost women, the more they suffer. As women's standards rise, men are generally approaching them less and less. Up next, this 40-year-old woman is a single mother, and men don't want to get to know her because of her age. She's no longer attractive. Not for a long-term relationship, because who wants a used single mother mid to call his own? She also seems to have the same look on her face as Lily Phillips. She's just not worth it because she won't be bringing peace and a smile to any man's face. Just another man's kid and responsibilities to take care of. Number 25 and the last one, why the hell is she even with them? Are Indian men and white women the best pairing found in the West? Maybe it's because of his spicy masala, or because he owns a call center or duct cleaning empire. I honestly think the answer is money and the fact that she's insecure and has abandonment issues. If this guy leaves her, then every man will. One thing is for sure, though. His curry game is on point. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.